Hey guys, welcome to Talk, Talk, and More Talk with K to the A to the Y to the C to the E to the E.
Oh my God, oh my God. Well, I mean, it's not like a recent movie. It is recent, actually. Fast X, right? And I obviously I wasn't going to go to the cinema to watch this thing, because how can I go? How many movies have they made, man? It's at this point it's like a chore. But I was interested to see whether this would be something different, and I have to say it's more of the same, more gravity defying stunts and unreasonable plots and deaths. And you know, this movie, or this what we call it now, three movies in a chain, are like a trilogy, right? This one has been 10, right? This is Fast X, and I don't know what that would be called, a decalogy or something. It can't even be called that, because from how it ended, there's bound to be another part after this, right? So in this series of movies, right, let's see how many people have died. Han died, right? And then of course he came back to life. And then Letty died, right? And then she came back to life in part 6. And then who else has died? The girlfriend of Han supposedly died. She's also back to life. And they've tried to come and sell us the fact that John Cena, Dom's brother, is going to die. But we all know that in maybe 2 parts he would come back to life and be like, "Oh, I wasn't dead, I escaped before the car blew up," which is all they keep doing in these movies anyways. Just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And then this part 10, right? This guy just, the guy that is chasing them now, Jason Momoa, right? Okay, so he waits since Fast 5, 6, there was 7, there was Hobbs and Shaw, there was 9, and then he decides that, oh, okay, 10 years later, this is when I'll make my move. And the move is just what exactly? Just to be pretending to try to capture them and then try, or almost try to kill them, but not really kill them, because you've had chances to kill them and then you just keep letting them leave, because for some weird reason there is one movie code about bad guys saying that killing the people they are chasing is too easy or something. I don't even understand. If it's revenge you want, just kill the person, or I don't know, kill the person they love or something, I don't know. But should I just do the action and stop pretending to chase them? We know you're not going to kill them, and you just prolong and prolong and prolong the movie. Oh my God, it's just exhausting, just exhausting. Like, there's so many exhausting things in this movie, right? Let me see what I can remember. Obviously, spoiler alert if you've not seen it, but I don't even care if I spoil it at this point, because this movie is just, anyway, I mean, yes, it has action, so if you're just looking for action without reason, then sure, of course, watch it. But if you're looking for a sensible plot, then avoid this. But let's see. First thing that comes to my mind, why did so John Cena, when I keep saying John Cena, that's not his name in the movie, right? But it's hard to remember his name. I mean, he has just been in one movie before this, right? And that's another thing about the movie. The villains of the previous movies become family. Everybody becomes family. Everything is family. What's your greatest problem in life, Dom? Family. What's your greatest joy in life? Family. The answer to everything is family. So Dom's brother, who is played by John Cena, like I said, I can't remember. Jacob. Yes, Jacob is his name. So Jacob at one point has to retrieve the Dom's son, right? And then what does he say? He says, they go to the airport where cameras can spot them, I think. And the boy is asking, why shouldn't you be hiding? And then he says some pseudo deep crap like, yes, I want them to find us. I don't even get why you wanted them to find you so that you can escape from the plane with one kind of smaller plane inside the plane just for action, because I don't even see the point. Because if you did not allow them to find you, you could have really just gone that way and you wouldn't have been found. It was just unnecessary, just to show off. Like, it was unnecessary. And then the part where the agency, so to say, I guess that's their own spy agency, that the Mr. Nobody that has been following them since, is it part 7 or something? So the agency, I don't even know who is running the agency, group of world leaders or one kind of weird thing. Anyway, so the agency all of a sudden that have partnered with Dominic and his crew, because they see that Jason Momoa tries to frame them in Rome, all of a sudden you're chasing them. I mean, yes, at the end they reveal that one of the guys that is leading the squad is working for Jason, right? But that guy is not like in charge of the agency now, so he really wasn't the one that gave the final order. So like, what? Well, it might not make sense to you at this point, but I'm clearly frustrated. Anyway, so Jason's plan was what? He would make them enemies of the world. That's Dominic's crew, right? Jason, when I say Jason, I mean Jason Momoa now. Not to be confused with Jacob. That is Dom's brother. He wants Dominic's crew to be to frame them as terrorists, basically. And then, so he wants the agency to turn against them, while he also hires mercenaries to chase them. And then, after the agency catches him, he now then goes and then intercepts the agency transporting him. That's Dominic, right? And then pretends to be captured, and then has somebody shooting a rifle from a chopper. Like, what exactly is even the play here? And then at the end, he takes the god eye from Brie Larson, whose part in this movie I don't even... It's mostly like a cameo, because she's not even important in this movie, and then somehow she's helping Dominic as if they've known each other for years, when clearly we've never seen her before. So if Jason's plan was to get the god's eye that Brie took, she only took the god's eye because the guy that was leading the agency to chase Dom, I think they call him Ames, was going to try to capture them. So that means if Jason didn't actually make them terrorists and just told his guy that was inside the agency to get him the god's eye, he would have used it to track down, you know, Dominic and his crew, if that's what he wanted. Because I don't really know his aim in, like, what is his end goal really? Like, you say you want Dominic to suffer, but throughout the movie I can't really say that he suffered in any way. You didn't kill any of his loved ones, really. Like, Jacob sacrificed himself unnecessarily, but that was that. But like, you didn't even directly like make him suffer. You didn't like, and isn't that even the plot of the part 7 or 8, the one that Charlize Theron wanted him to suffer by kidnapping his son? Like, it's almost just like rinse and repeat with this movie. And then there's no clear direction to this, really. It's almost like the bad guy, when he catches Dominic, he doesn't know what to do with him, so he lets him go again so that he can chase him some more. Really, that's just what it seems like, that there is no clear direction. Like, he doesn't have any end goal, really, because he doesn't want to kill him and he doesn't want him to be free. he doesn't want him to leave, doesn't want him to die kind of situation. Really, that's just all it is. So at this rate, it will probably go on for two more movies, it seems, because it didn't even end in this one. They just used the fact that he wants to be chasing him to be making them do stunts, basically. And see, the movie is just all over the place, and it's no surprise. I should probably title this The Fast X Rant or something. Like, it's no surprise, right, that after the part 6, right, I think I was checking the IMDb ratings of all the Fast and Furious movies, and I think part 7 probably had the highest rating. I think 6 and 7. 7 probably because that was the one after Paul Walker died, so a lot of people wanted to go see it. So 6 and 7, I think that's where they peaked, really. But after that, Hobbs and Shaw, 9 and this, it's just been going down. It's been going, the rating has been going really down compared to what the 6, I think, is it the 6? I think 5, 6 and 7, yeah, those were like the best ones, really. The 1, 2, 3, 4 were just there. 1, 2, 3, 4 were just them. Or let's say 1, 2, 3, well, you know, maybe low budget kind of. Then by 4, they were trying to pick off steam. And by 5, yeah, 5 really was interesting. That's the one. I mean, that's even where this guy's villain story started from, because he's supposedly the son of the guy he killed in part 5 so many years ago. And he waited so long to come and make his own entrance. Anyway, so let's say 5, 6, and 7 were probably the good ones. 8, 9, and 10 are trash. Quote me anywhere. Now, let's say if I had 2 bullets, right? And I was locked in a room with Tinubu, Hitler, and the producer of this franchise. I would shoot the producer of this Fast and Furious series twice to make sure that he's dead and that this idea dies with him, because I've really had enough. And you know, the annoying thing about it is that even though the movie reviews are so bad, they keep making so much movie in the box office. So I think maybe that just gives them the impression that people want to keep seeing it. But I don't know, really. They're just enabling this guy. I don't get it. And it's almost like you don't even see... I know he voices Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. That's Vin Diesel, right? But you don't really see his face in other movies anymore. I think he spends all his time working on these Fast and Furious movies. Like, just go and do other things, man. Like, I don't know. He's not a bad actor, to be honest. So I don't know. Like, you guys should dead this thing. I don't know. It's been 10. Which movie? I don't know what the Guinness World Record for the longest movie sequels are. But maybe that's what they are aiming to break at this point. I really don't know. God's eye and all the technology that they keep coming up with in each of the movies. I mean, there's no new technology in this one per se. But for some reason, I think there was even a part where the hacker chick was like, what kind of tech is this Jason Momoa guy? Shows how lame the villain is. I can't even remember his name. Anyway, I can't even remember. But like, he's all of a sudden, he has hacking skills, and like, he was able to hack their bank accounts. Like, how is he like a genius, a fighter, and everything all in one? Like, he... it's almost just like action, just give us action, forget about reason, to be honest. And I mean, yeah, the stunts are cool to see, driving down the dam, jumping out a plane in the car, and somehow that his black car always just survives. It seems it's indestructible at this point. But Fast X, that X should stand for cancelled, because it should be cancelled. In fact, they should use this movie when they torture people in cells, because that is what it's a tool for torture. I mean, you probably just have a good time seeing the action scenes. It's not like it's so terrible, but I'm just saying, like, better writing and a better direction, because I can't even... Like, if somebody's dying in this movie and they try to make it emotional, I just laugh, because are you kidding me? He's going to come back in the next two movies. Even if he wasn't, I'm not even... Oh my God, Fast and Furious. I don't know what I would do with you guys, to be honest. But keep going.